Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Happy Easter! This is the Voice of the American Readout. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and we had a great weekend celebrating liberty, didn't we? Today is April 20th. This is episode 1415, and let's see. Today, we celebrate our King defeating death, giving us true, lasting, eternal liberty. That came at the cost of spilled blood, didn't it? His blood for our liberty. Isn't that amazing? Now, yesterday we celebrated the liberty that was earned by spilling blood of patriots, godly men who came before us, the founders of this nation. Now, we're all stewards who've been given charge over that liberty, not to squander it, but to be vigilant and to guard it. Against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly and high places, right? So this is just a weekend to celebrate liberty. I love that word, liberty. Now, some people were asking, are you guys going to broadcast today? There's no old-time radio broadcast. I know, because I was spending time with my family. In fact, Mrs. Schmidt and I had a little discussion about me even doing this. But, hey, I've been spending time with the family, and I wanted to share some things with you guys. I thought it was appropriate just to take a few minutes to spend this time with you guys. And wish you a happy Easter. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you guys for tuning in yesterday when we were streaming live, but I know many of you guys are anticipating waiting to hear some of these speeches. Now, Nicole, from Comms Up, she was going to do the man on the street interviews and things like that yesterday. And we had some technical difficulties and that got all messed up. Well, we thought, hey, you're going our way anyway. You know, we're all leaving, you know, from the rally to go our own separate ways. Since you're kind of going in our general direction, would you mind hanging with us and doing the raffle for the Lever Gun Leather Works custom rifle sling? And she's like, oh yeah, that'd be great. So I'm going to get her in here in just a second. Let's see. The rally was a huge success, and well, it was a success. The fair personnel, the fair staff, they estimated we had 500 to 600 people there in attendance. It should have been at least double that. The media, of course, in their paper, they said about 150 people, but that's what you got to expect, right? They're intimidated by patriots. And boy, there were some well-heeled people there, young and old, men and women. Everybody's packing. There's more combat rifles and handguns. Open carry is an open carry event. It was just a beautiful thing. And children, they were carrying. It was safe. It was probably one of the safest places you could have been. And it was what a blessing to meet so many of you, because I rarely get a chance to put a name to the face or a code name to the face. And to be able to shake your hand, look you in the eye, hear your testimonies is, and it's such a blessing. But on the other hand, it's so busy. There's so much going on, so many moving parts, and I'm running the studio. So when they're doing the speech, I'd break away and I'd go meet some people and talk to them. And then I'd have to run back to the studio because another speaker would come on and they'd be either really loud or really soft-spoken. So I'd, you know, adjust that so it sounds good. Because we were also handling the sound system. And it was just what a great time. What a great time meeting you guys. We have multiple speakers that we are going to be uploading their speeches in the next couple of days. Several of them statesmen, community leaders, other patriots, individuals, and representing groups like Appleseed. Now, what I did was I did a poll, and I said, you know, what's the most you know, I wanted to judge what's the most feedback that I'm getting. You know, people are saying from the crowd, you know, well, I really loved so-and-so. Well, we are going to bring you a special treat. First of all, I want to bookend this, these three people, their speeches, with an opening and the closing prayer from Pastor Mike from Boundary County. He is a patriot, like from the Black Robe Regiment. I mean, he is a patriot. He is a godly man. He is a clergy that's cut from the same cloth as our founding fathers. I mean, his speeches are very moving and very appropriate and very timely and from the proper perspective. And so I just want to share that with you. And it's only appropriate because it's Easter, right? But this is a prayer to God from a patriot. Now, the first one up after the opening prayer will be from the Paratus Familia blog, Serenity, 15-year-old Serenity. She is homeschooled, as many of you know, because many of you follow Paratus Familia blog, and the whole family was there. We love them. They're just dear friends of ours, and we always enjoy seeing them, but usually it's at events like this where everything's so crazy and busy that we don't really get the chance to spend quality time together. So we're going to have to do something about that. Serenity is homeschooled. She's 15 years old, and this is her public speaking assignment. And I think she got an A. I'm thinking A plus, 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 plus. You know, like in Christmas Story, the teacher, A plus, plus. I'm just imagining, you know, Enola Gay writing on the chalkboard at the house. A plus, plus, plus. It was great. Okay, so anyway, followed up by Patriot Brian Welch. Now, I met Brian last summer at the Patriot Rally, and he came up and said, man, I love Radio Free Readout. I'm, you know, I'm a listener. I'm a fan, and he jumped right in and started helping us, you know, break down the studio and everything and pack everything up. And, since then I've been in touch with him, but I was surprised because I didn't know he had been asked to speak. And it was a very moving, very passionate speech. I want to share that with you. And then of course, Matt Shea. Representative Matt Shea from District 4 in the Spokane Valley in eastern Washington. Many of you know him. He's very, very popular. People come from a long way to listen to him speak. He just returned from Nevada, and he was down at the Bundy Ranch in Mesquite, Nevada. And he also worked with several other legislators. Of course, you know I interviewed him last week when he was on the way down with Dave Taylor. And they facilitated the startup of the Coalition of Western States in this battle to take back land from the federal government and return it to the state. Well, the government's being stingy, and they don't want to give up the land to the state. So the battle's on, but there are coalitions now that are forming and alliances, and these are patriot leaders that we paid, that we hired, that we elected to represent us in our best interests. And so they're rising to the task. You're going to hear from him. Now, speaking of Nevada, real quick, I want to cover a couple of things. Then we're going to do the raffle, and then we'll get you onto the speeches. But I want to say this. Right now, Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers has asked for patriots to go down there as a vigil, just to stand with the Bundys as on a volunteer rotational basis to provide security and be eyes and ears. Well, one of the things that's lacking there is we no longer have AMRON operators or any kind of communications support down there in Nevada. So we have several AMRON teams that are getting geared up to deploy, and they are going to be going in and rotating out, so relieving one another. And we are asking for AMRON teams who can deploy, who are able to volunteer at this time to provide communications support. Now, this is a joint operation with Oath Keepers communications teams. We're going to be working hand in hand with them so that we have communications, radio communications on the ground as an alternative in case conventional communications is disrupted, that they will be able to keep information flowing and to help coordinate efforts should the federal government decide to raise the bar and return. And we want to make sure their purpose is to make sure that what's really happening on the ground gets out. And these teams are going down on their own expense, on their own time. We are going to be setting up a page to help keep you updated on AMRON activities, the communication support teams, while they're down there, but they need some help. These guys are digging into their pockets, and they're sacrificing from their own resources to do this, and they're bringing some very, very valuable skills to that area. There is fuel, food, batteries, going to the laundromat, bringing in porta-johns, that kind of thing. All runs costs. They need some help with that. If you are able to help and you're willing to, and you're in the position that you can throw a couple bucks, you can go to the donate or support Radio Free Readout page. That's or you can snail mail to send funds. But please help support these guys. And I want you to earmark it AMRON deployments, or just AMRON, or AMRON Nevada support, whatever it is, just so that we know. It's not just, hey, we want to support Radio Free Readout in general to keep you guys on the air. Here's a couple bucks. If this is specifically to support AMRON, please make a note of that somewhere. And 100% of those proceeds will go to supporting the AMRON communications teams that are down there on deployment on a rotational basis. 100% of it. If they break an antenna and they need a new connector or something like that, we want them to be able to run down to the store and get it, or buy two. We need them to have fuel to get down there. Any kind of material support, maybe fuel for the generator and things like that. That's pretty much it. Now, some of you had mentioned on Facebook, hey, I saw t-shirts and hats, window stickers and things like that from Radio Free Readout in the pictures of the rally. Hey, I want one. You know, how can, well, we've been telling you for a long time this is coming. Well, it's kind of like crying wolf, right? After a while, you guys just like, yeah, whatever. Okay. But for reals, we have worked out a deal with the company that's provides the shirts and hats and window stickers. They're setting up a separate page, an online store page, where you can show your support for Radio Free Readout and get Radio Free Readout merchandise from this online store. They're just going to handle everything, because that's just one more thing I don't need to be dealing with. So they're going to be handling it this week. That's going to be up. It's going to be all set up and available for you guys. We'll put out the announcements. We'll put out a mass email for all of you that are in the American Readout Network. And we'll also post it on Facebook and Radio Free Readout and everything else. Got it? Okay, this is the moment we've been waiting for. We have Nicole from Comms Up with us. And we told her she was supposed to do some man on the street interviews, and we had some technical difficulties. So when we left the rally yesterday, we asked her to stop by on her way out, returning from the rally, and to come to the studio and do the lever gun custom leather rifle sling drawing that you all earned, because everyone in this drawing decoded a message that we put out on the show a couple weeks ago. And so good job. Congratulations to all of you. So now is the moment of truth. And there's quite a few, there's a bunch in there. So are you ready for this?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. What was your take of the Patriot Day rally yesterday?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really admired how many different age groups were there and different types of people. It just goes to show how many people really believe in our country and the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to ask you if you had any favorites, because that probably wouldn't be fair.
Probably not.
And you have a Radio Free Readout shirt now, don't you?
I've had one for quite a while, but I was glad I got to sport it out yesterday.
Oh, good, good. Well, and also, okay, well, let's go ahead and do this. And thanks for being there and talking to people. And you were hanging out at the Radio Free Readout booth yesterday. and just talking to people about AMRON and Radio Free Readout. So thanks for your support and for representing your age group. Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
What do you say?
All right, here we go.
Okay, this is for a Lever Gun Leather Works custom leather sling made right here in the American Readout by a Patriot-owned company. And what do you got?
The winner of the sling is Alpha 6.
Alpha 6. Right on. Congratulations. Alpha 6, you are the winner. If we don't hear from you within 24 hours, I'm going to keep it for myself. No, nah, just kidding. We'll track you.
I might steal it.
Yeah. You have one, don't you? What you you were carrying, what was that yesterday you were carrying?
I was carrying a Glock 17 9mm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, felt good to pack.
Yeah, well, it seemed like it fit you well. And you don't have anything that you could put a sling on, do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You not want to talk about it?
I like to keep my weapons to myself.
Okay. Well, that's probably a good thing. And responsible, of course, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And we'll go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you for helping us with the rally. And Mike 6, codename Mike 6, you're the winner. We'll contact you, or if we don't hear from you. What was that? What'd I say?
It was Alpha 6.
What did I say?
Mike 6.
Oh, did I? Oops. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Okay, Alpha 6, you are the winner.
Sorry, Mike 6.
Sorry, Mike 6. Yeah, gave you a little start there. Alpha 6, you're the winner. If we don't hear from you, we will contact you because we have your contact information. Then we can make arrangements for this to be shipped to a drop shipment that you can receive this at, and we will we'll be in contact with you. All right, with that, I'll turn you guys over to the speeches and the opening and closing prayers for the ceremony yesterday, April 19th at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds in North Idaho. It was a privilege to be able to be there, and what a blessing. We want to share it with you, so sit back and enjoy.
I'm going to introduce Pastor Len Prine. He's going to pray and lead the Pledge of Allegiance. So welcome, fellow domestic terrorists. Let's show North Idaho what that means. It means polite, kind, considerate, everyday folks who love their country. Harry Reid notwithstanding. Pastor Len Pine is the pastor of Providence Presbyterian Bible Presbyterian Church in Bonners Ferry, Idaho. He's the director of the Boundary County Chaplain Corps, which ministers to first responders and victims in crisis, an engineer and chaplain of the Bonners Ferry City Fire Department, and a teacher and promoter of constitutional government and Americanism whenever he has the opportunity. Pastor Pine, welcome.
Will you pray with me, please? O Lord, most holy Creator and Master, we come to you in the name of your precious Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to earnestly and humbly plead our cause before your throne. We confess that as a nation we have turned away from you and stood by while the wicked have systematically removed the ancient landmarks that reminded us of your providence and strong hand that established our land and gave us our freedoms. We have elected leaders that refuse to acknowledge their place as your servants, choosing rather to put those in office who will pander to our selfish desires while expanding and abusing their power at the expense of the people. We have fearfully abandoned our duty to stand against tyranny and oppression in our own government instead of boldly and lawfully standing against these sins, as is our obligation. And often when we have sought to correct our errors, we have foolishly turned to our own strength and wisdom for the answers to our problems, which only makes our situation more deplorable. But now, taking our prayer from your inspired word, we repent of our transgressions. And to you, O Yahweh, we call. Our rock, be not deaf to us, lest if you be silent to us, we become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of our pleas for mercy when we cry to you for help. Do not drag us off with the wicked, with the workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward. Because they do not regard you or your works, tear them down and build them up no more. You, Lord, are our strength and our shield. In you we trust and we are helped. We give thanks to you. May all that is said and done here this day bring glory to your name and courage to our hearts, O Lord. Amen and amen.
And you heard that. They're selling tickets while they're speaking. Today we're going to hear from some everyday Americans as well. I took this from the family, from the Paradis Familia blog. How many of you want to see young people get involved in this? Now, of course, everybody has a different opinion of what young is. My mother thinks I'm young. But I'm actually mentoring a young man right now. We went through the Declaration of Independence, and we found its spiritual and scriptural underpinnings. We went through the Constitution together, and now we're going through the Federalist Papers. And those of you who know your founding documents, you should be doing that. But we have a young lady here, 15 years old, Serenity Mackay. And I just want to take what her mother said about her. She has been tapped to speak at this year's Second Amendment rally, which is her biggest school final of the year. It's being held in Coeur d'Alene, that's you. Her speech is finished, her note cards are done, and she is preparing and steeling herself to speak in front of a large armed contingent of fellow patriots. This will be her public speaking final. You will be her grade instructors. It is essentially pass-fail, which she always thought was easier. And I and she, her mother, expect her to knock it out of the park. Welcome, Serenity.
Hi, my name is Serenity Mackay, and I'm 15, and I'm a patriot. I'm a little nervous to be in front of you all, but I'm homeschooled. My mom said this is my public speaking final. I live in the country and have grown up in the woods hunting anything and everything that was in season. Last year, I got my first big buck. I was prone shooting my dad's Steyr SSG. It was awesome. I love hunting and the freedom it affords me. However, my right to hunt is not guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States. It is merely a right by default. It is my right because the Second Amendment has guaranteed that the people dictate freedom to the government. The government does not dictate freedom to the people. And we, the people, have chosen to give ourselves the freedom to hunt. In truth, the Bill of Rights does nothing to secure my right to enjoy shooting sports, to target practice, or to shoot clay pigeons. It does, however, dictate the responsibilities of maintaining freedom to the citizens of the United States. Liberty can only be maintained by free people. Governments, by their very definition, are incapable of granting freedom. As a citizen, it is my solemn duty to own, maintain, and have the working knowledge to efficiently operate a military-style weapon to safeguard and protect the freedom set forth in the Constitution. The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States reads, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Essentially, that statement effectively makes the American citizens an armed police force. It is a fundamental duty of every American to police their own government, protecting the freedom of their men against an overreaching tyrannical government. As a nation, we have failed in this mandate. We have ceased to exercise our authority, and in the process, we become a nation of subjects rather than a nation of citizens. I may only be 15, but I have a vision of what this country could become if we were willing to exercise our authority. But we must choose. Will we converge on Runnymede and demand our freedom? Or we condemn ourselves and our children to a life of peasantry in the service of our lords and masters. Today we make a stand. We choose what is good, what is right. We choose liberty and freedom and a future. We choose to govern ourselves and to bear the responsibilities and consequences of freedom. In the words of J. Michael Straczynski, doesn't matter what the press says, doesn't matter what the politicians or the mob say, doesn't matter if the whole country declares that something wrong is something right. This nation was founded on one principle above all else, that we stand for what we believe, no matter the odds or the consequences. When the mob and the press and the whole world tells you to move, your job is to plant yourself like a tree beside the river of truth and tell the whole world, no, you move.
Okay, I want you to grade her. Come on. Mom? Okay, I confess I get a lump in my throat, but I get a lump in my throat when I hear the Star-Spangled Banner, too. So does that give you a little bit of hope?
Yeah!
Thank you, Serenity. Brian is on his way up. Brian Welch from Athol. I asked for people to give me their bios, and this is what I got from Brian, a regular guy, just like the merchants and shopkeepers and farmers that are in this crowd here. He said, I'm just a simple man from Athol, an escapee from the Democratic People's Republic of California. And he's here, and he's urging his friends that it's time to stand for freedom. Brian.
Hello, my friends. We're here today to celebrate a historic one, a one that we call Patriots Day, as well we should. For it's the anniversary of the day 239 years ago when Americans took up arms against tyranny. The shot heard around the world. So I'd like to quote from one of the leaders of that time. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. Patrick Henry said that over 200 years ago, and it still rings as true today. And that force he referred to was, yes, guns. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in historic times too. For just this past week or so, we've seen armed patriots standing up against oppressive government once again, this time down in Nevada. Why did the BLM back down at the Bundy Ranch? For safety reasons, as they claim? Or because hundreds of armed Americans, angry, descended upon Bunkerville saying, no, not again, no more Weavers, no more Wacos, not on my watch. The feds were pretty badass, weren't they? They had, odds of like 200 to 12, including snipers up there on the hills above the ranch house. Seriously? Snipers? For tortoises and grazing fees? They even set up a 200-odd square foot First Amendment area where up to 25 people at a time would be allowed to protest. Excuse me? They weren't quite so cocky, though, when patriots had arms behind them and they were in the sights. They didn't like that at all. In fact, they were so scared that Harry Reid is on the record now saying that what happened at Bunkerville is domestic terrorism. You don't get that kind of attention and demonizing unless you had an effect. Otherwise, they just try to ignore us like they always do. No, who was terrorizing who there? Because this isn't about force. This isn't about fees or reptiles, folks. This is about who or what is in control, the people or government. My friends, this is why Henry, Jefferson, Madison, Adams, and the rest of the founders told us always hang on to our liberty teeth. And it's not just us. A few weeks ago, armed militias over in Ukraine helped drive out the Russian-backed president. Never mind they were choosing between the lesser of two forms of socialism, the EU or Putin. The people said no, and they sent the dirtbag running for cover. Are we starting to see why the people are supposed to be armed with weapons comparable to what the military is carrying? Because shooting two rounds in the air from a double-barrel shotgun, like the vice president advises, to scare away bad guys, doesn't work when the bad guys are your government. No less than George Washington warned us quite pointedly about government. Government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force. Like fire, is it a dangerous servant and a fearful master? And the founders who declared our independence gave us a job in that declaration, to control that fire and secure a free state. They told us it's not only our right, it is our duty to throw off tyrannical government and provide new guards for our future security. We, the people, created this government, not the other way around. We gave it its powers and its right to exist. It does not grant them to us. But in spite of that appointed job and our Second Amendment guarantee for it, we have politicians like the governors of Connecticut, New York, and Colorado who have transformed law-abiding citizens who own combat rifles and the magazines for them into Class A felons with a stroke of a pen. Indeed, we have a Rhode Island state senator, Josh Miller, who told concerned Second Amendment advocates to go F yourself. I think you know what I mean there. Does this sound like reason to you? It sure isn't eloquent. And to me, the deployment of 200 agents, including snipers, against a cattle rancher in Nevada is a clear demonstration of that government force that Washington warned us about. Finally, we should take note that immediately after the Ukrainian militias threw out Yanukovych, the European Union demanded that they be disarmed as a precondition for economic aid. My friends, the UN has similar plans for us when our inevitable economic crisis comes. They say that they only want to get rid of the military-grade weapons. My father carried this 1901 Colt Single Action Army in World War II. This is a military-grade weapon. Do we want to be like other countries that have to throw rocks when they protest against IMF-imposed austerity measures? Do you consent to that? Or are we Americans still guaranteed the force to say no to bad government? That's why those smart guys so long ago pleaded with us to stay armed, not to hunt deer, shoot skeet, or put holes in paper, but to protect our liberties. To close, I'd like to borrow a few lines from one of my favorite songs, Liberty, written by Jordan Page. When is the right time to stand up for freedom? As the red flag of tyranny flies in the open, is that when you'll finally notice? Where will you be when the order is given to censor your mind as free speech is forbidden? If you think the First Amendment's in trouble now, just wait till the guns are gone, because only the second really guarantees the first. And that's why I intend for my father's Colt and this carbine to be around for my grandchildren. Lord forbid they should need it again 70 years from now. Thank you. God save the Republic.
We've had wonderful speakers come before. This is a man, however, whom I know personally, and I know you're going to enjoy what he has to say. He's widely recognized as the voice of conservative principles in Washington State, in the House of Representatives, and he has an A-plus rating from the National Rifle Association because they don't have an A-plus-plus. He's also known as one of the most effective legislators in Olympia. He's widely known for his staunch, unwavering support of the Second Amendment. Matt co-sponsored HB 1016, along with 14 Democrats in 2011, to allow the use of firearm noise suppressors in Washington State. I wish they'd suppress some of the politicians' noise over there. The bill passed with broad bipartisan support and was eventually signed into law by Governor Gregoire. In 2013, Matt personally led the House floor fight and authored and coordinated the amendments, which ultimately led to the defeat of the Democrat attempt at gun control. Many people commented that this was the worst Democrat defeat in over a decade. Matt and three or four other, I'll let him decide that, but I believe three other politicians or statesmen and women have crafted the freedom agenda, what they use in Washington State to create and pass freedom agenda legislation that restores rights and removes controls. And it's been the most successful conservative agenda of legislation in decades. You're clapping for him. It's a model for legislators and legislation in other states. But one other thing that I want to say to you today about Matt, he's a par excellence speaker. He's a man of honor. He's a man of his word. but he's also safely and freshly back from Nevada. Representative Matt Shea.
Well, it's great to be with all you pro-life, gun-toting, Constitution-loving, homeschooling, veteran-loving, freedom-loving Americans today. Love it. I think that covers their list, by the way. So I want to be real clear on something that I would rather be. I would rather be a domestic terrorist than a cattle rustler for the communist Chinese, Harry Reid. So on this Easter weekend, I would just like to say that our hope is not in man, our hope is in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. So we have one question that we have to answer, all of us. All of us as Americans. Are we patriots or are we loyalists? That is a question that we have to answer. Are we God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving Americans? Or are we government-dependent, Constitution-ignoring socialists? That is the question we have to answer as Americans. It all comes down to that, in my opinion. You know, we have all experienced bureaucratic terrorism. That's something we've got to use in the future. Bureaucratic terrorism. Whether it's an IRS audit, Phil Hart, whether it's the EPA seizing someone's land for no reason, the Sackett family, whether it's in Washington State, well, if your health care didn't get canceled, you get your rates doubled and put out of business. We've all experienced that. So it was no surprise that the BLM showed up at the Bundy Ranch with the point of a gun and said, you got to experience some bureaucratic terrorism on the range. I think that I would like to just kind of digress real quick that I thought it was God that owned the cattle on a thousand hills, not the U.S. government. And this is all despite the fact that the BLM doesn't even have the authority to enforce, according to Congressman Steve Stockman, who quoted the statute. They don't have that authority. And yet they were there with guns, full beards looking like they were special forces in Afghanistan. And as a 10-year Army combat veteran, I was absolutely appalled. And I made a very public plea to those veterans. You took an oath as soldiers to protect American citizens, not point guns at them. Let's ignore that for a second. We got a court order. BLM says we're coming in to enforce a court order. I didn't see in that court order, it said seize cattle, not shoot them. So they violated their own court order. Who's breaking the law here? On top of that, the issue of forage rights was already settled with the Wayne Hage case in Nevada. If you have a water right, you have a right to access it. And oh, by the way, your cattle has a right to forage around it. That issue's already settled. What are they talking about? That he doesn't have a right to access that? Let's say that's not true. Let's ignore that. I want to boil this down to something very simple. Regardless of anything else that happened down in Nevada, a sniper rifle is not due process. Amen? So I do want to say that we've got a long way to go, and there's a couple solutions that came out of Nevada. One of those is we formed the Coalition of Western States. You got to love that acronym. The Coalition of Western States, 20 state legislators from over 7 states right now in the West, standing up and saying, you know what? If this happens anywhere in the West, it could happen in Nevada again. It could happen in New Mexico. It could happen in North Idaho. We are all going to be there to stand between the people and the federal government and say, no more, enough is enough. Before I get to a couple other solutions, I want to tell you the true story of Nevada, what happened. True story is, we got on a national phone conference and Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, who calls herself the only woman in Nevada with brass ovaries, I love that. She said, the men down here in Nevada aren't helping me out. We need some from other states to come in and help me out. So we put out the call to patriots, and all of a sudden, for the first time in a long time, people from all over the country, one guy drove from New Hampshire, 42 hours to get there, drove down to stand with the Bundys, sheriffs, legislators, county commissioners, veterans, to stand with the Bundys. And guess what happened next? The sheriff, who was absent up until that point, he shows up and he says, I'm going to broker a deal. And Clive and Bundy looked at him and he said, no, sheriff, you've got 1 hour to disarm the federal government on that ranch land. And you know what happened next? The sheriff came out and said, BLM is ceasing operations. And Clive and Bundy, to his credit, said, that's not what we asked you to do, sheriff. Cowboys, get your guns and mount up. And they did. And you saw that on the news. Pictures of patriots with flags going down toward that BLM line. And they stood on that line. And they didn't waver. Even though we had reports that the ATF was showing up, was sending Raven drones over the top of them. Even though we heard that armored vehicles were racing up the freeway from Las Vegas. Even though we heard that the Nevada State Patrol was converging from all directions on Bunkerville, those patriots held the line and those tyrants tucked tail and ran because they did. So let's be clear. Next time somebody comes from the federal government to take our neighbor's stuff, wherever it is in the West, we're going to stand with them. That's because this is a war on rural America. It can be called nothing else. It is a war on rural America. And we all have to do the solutions that I'm about to say. First of all, go to the Coalition of Western States Facebook page. Like it. It's a great clearinghouse for information put out there of what you can do at the local level to stop this stuff. We have to demand coordination at the local level, our county commissioners. We have to demand our state legislators transfer that land, assume control of that federal land, and bring it back under the control of the states. A very simple principle there, the government closest to the people is best. And I have a message from Stuart Rhodes today. Right now, we have confirmed that the BLM is beginning to mass again in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he is calling on patriots, when you can, to rotate down there and be with those patriots on the ground to continue that vigil for as long as it takes to make sure that tyranny doesn't win. I do want to say one thing, too. This is not an isolated incident. As I've said, it's the Sackett family in North Idaho. It's New Mexico and Texas, but it's also at the state level, too, sometimes. Eastern Washington with Bill Demers, where the Department of Ecology wants to put a 250-foot buffer on a stream so he can't run his cattle there anymore. Without any just compensation, that's not America. That is not America. And it's interesting that on April 19th, 1775, a great group of patriots stood that line and said, enough is enough. And then they went to Bunker Hill. And it's great that in 2014, on April 19th, a great group of patriots is standing on a line saying, enough is enough, and going to Bunkerville. I love that parallel in history. So I want to end by just saying this, that we're doing this so our kids and our grandkids can live in peace and prosperity and freedom. That's been said today. Jesus Christ sacrificed everything. And now it is upon our generation to be able and to be willing to sacrifice everything in the defense of freedom and liberty. So we can say 20 years from now, it didn't happen on our watch. It did not happen on our watch. Because when we stood united as Americans, united on principle, united in the principles of freedom, the rest of the world's looking to us for leadership. It's not just other Americans, it's the rest of the world. That when we stand united on principle and we do not waver, we win. We win. So may we bless God this year in 2014 by keeping America free. God bless you all. Have a great Patriots Day.
Will you join me, please, as we close in prayer, and then we are dismissed. Lord God, you have declared that to whom much has been given, much shall be required. Father, help us to live as good stewards of what we have learned. Let us not be content to merely congratulate ourselves that we are better informed than our neighbors, or that we are more patriotic than others, or that we have the wisdom that our leaders do not possess. Rather, help us to humbly live with determined boldness, to make use of what we know and the freedoms that remain to us, to strive lawfully by your grace to return our nation to wise and righteous government and conduct. Father, you must increase and we must decrease. We do not engage the enemies of our country out of a desire to be exalted in the eyes of our countrymen, but in order that you will be exalted among us. Be with us in this fight, we pray, and give us victory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming, and God bless America.